Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, you know by now that I want you back. I'm
Presenting the first ever.
Seen a rich nigga go broke. They put liens on a nigga's things. Publicize your demise, and by all means, your family fortune is forever what you stood on. Sold dreams, fantasies, and put the hood on. You reap what you sow, and they speak in repossessions. To the coach himself, these are powerful lessons. These niggas always smile when I came around. They let you know my reputation when you in my town. A real nigga, you gon' know that by the contract. Bottom line, blood, show me where them ones at. That paper ain't get funny when publishing is involved. Mechanicals never matter because that was your dog. Now your hands on, but things don't ever seem right. You make a call to give your lawyer the green light. He look into it, then hit you up with the bad news. It's so familiar, he did the same with the last dude. Mafioso, baby girl, cash rules. Every dollar accounted for, double them the truth. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my vast life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Plant poison in a nigga mind. chilling with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed each other on Twitter. Funny thing is the animosity money brings. Real niggas out of style, we may be 1 in 3. Back against the wall, outnumbered by fuck boys. One bullet, one target, one choice. You can take an L, take a shell. It's still double M, still making mail. Made niggas respect my hustle on both coasts. I put the word out to see who hit back with the lowest. Anita hit candle, put me in touch with the closest. You still digging through ashtrays, killing the roaches. And I never took an L back when meat fell. Just throw the numbers all the way back up at retail. Gas road, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Can't be writing checks with your eyes closed. Why you living out of homes in different time zones? Mind blown, spinning strip, you watching rhinestones. Pistol to your head, this that level arm on. I apologize, Woody, but this all I got. Everybody in his office, we can die tonight. I never met an artist who fully recouped. These are deals, the deal dealers want to deal with you. Young niggas trying to hack your wage. Buying belts you seen on other niggas' waist. Hoes fucking for photos, they want to post online. Whole time sure they knowing I'm the gold mine. Put her on, all you needed was a gold sign. Black minks and gloves, nigga, the whole nine. See me on the road, shit, I had the whole mine. Nor foreclosed or foes just for soul signs. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel.
Clock my grip, I'm just up. got your ass stretched like Stretch Armstrong in the one man cell. It got you thinking, sending more kites than Benjamin Franklin. 20 years old, but you're still a veteran. No touchdown till we're living like a Jetson. Proud of yourself because you done it. Got your 22s and your name on your stomach. Never ever think about a woman you stole. Rather stand in line to get what you want. Got stuck, now you're bleeding. Hospital ward, it's got you reading. Learn about the knowledge of self, you see. Got you mad enough to go and stick the deputy. See, it ain't about being hard. And that's what you tell the little homies on the yard. Already done 10-10 and wish you could start all over again. Brand new inmate, and who do you see? Your baby brother in shackles, a fool, a little ass cheek.
So what you gonna do when you get out of here, Candy?
Do you want to use your guns to save your life?
I hear you talking, man. Live it one day at a time. It ain't nothing but a thing, though, bro.
Yeah, I hear you, fool. Well, let me get up out of here. My ride out here waiting for me.
All right, Cat. Take it easy, baby.
Stay up, fool.
Peace.
He greets his father with his hands up. Rehabilitated to life. Glad to be the man's child. The world is different since he's seen it last. Out of jail, been 7 years, and he's happy that he's picking last. All he had was his mother's letter. Now he's mobile, and he's gotta make a change and make it for the best. But he's black, so he's got one strike against him. And he's young, plus he came up in the system. But he's smart, and he's finally making 18. And his goal's to get on top and try to stay clean. So he's calling up his homie who came up. Living lavish, now they dealing with the same stuff. And had that attitude that who he was with work lame. And with that fucked up attitude, he killed his first man. Now it's different, he did dirt. And realized killing it meant coming up, but it still hurt. And can't nobody change this. It's 1994, and we up against the same shit. I never understood why. I could never see a man cry till I seen a man die. Imagine life at its full peak. Then imagine lying dead in the arms of your enemy. Imagine peace on this earth when there's no grief. Imagine grief on this earth when there's no peace. Everybody's got a different way of ending it. And when your number comes for souls, then they send it in. Now your time has arrived for your final test. I see the fear in your eyes and in your final breath. How much longer will it be till it's all done? Total darkness at ease, be it all one. I watch him die, and when he dies, let us celebrate. You took his life, but your memory you'll never take. You'll be headed to another place, and the life you used to live will reflect in your mother's face. I still gotta wonder why I never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
I'm broke. My feet hurt.
Inside the mind of a carjacker.
And that bitch is slipping. It makes me want to creep. Damn. It makes me want to creep.
I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul. I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Damn, I'm such a G. It's pathetic. Here comes the big-headed nigga that's dipping. Sippin' on Kovacic, goddamn, I must have the floss today. Now pimpin' ain't easy, but it's necessary. So I'm chasing bitches like Tom Chase Jerry. I put the pedal to the floor in my two-tone Ford Explorer. You know how it's done. Sound bumpin', ain't that something? Jumped on the 110. She's flying in the blazer like Ghost Speed Racer, but I ain't gonna chase her like Racer Rex. But I won't flex till it's time to have sex. So when you wanna get together, cause you know a nigga like me is down for whatever. Damn. And I'm down for whatever. When I was little, I didn't wanna be like Mike. I want to be like
Ike, cause Papa was a Rolling Stone in the 60s, and he liked green just like Bill Bixby. Told me that my best friend was a 10 and a 20. Pockets never skinny. Played Let's Get It On in the living room. And when he got drunk, you better give him room. Cause he'll turn the party out, saying this is my motherfucking house. And y'all got to go through the dough. And if you can't find the dough, he'll help you with the fo-fo. Talking much shit on the grass and straight down the blast. I'm still in my PJs. He's in a turtleneck sweater. And we down for whatever. And I'm down. Solid Pro is down for whatever.
You need North.
See, Don Jack Wall is down for whatever.
This shit's
our
crazy.
This shit's
our
crazy.
Flash it
only.
Flash it only.
Lord,
this shit's
out.
So big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip gun, period, look high, glow. No, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me, hoes don't need pour it. Bet songs on for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TV seat, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
Know it.
It's down on the pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's down on the black lane, you don't even know it. Just have me in my car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clear, nigga, you don't even know it.
I die over these Reeboks. You ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stays fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it, your man nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's down on the pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's down on the pack lane, you don't even know it. Just have me in my car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clip, nigga, you don't even know it. We turn up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it.
Nigga, that shit is overblown, nigga. If I could have without the fame, nigga. Fuck fame. Fame is bullshit, nigga. It's like living in a motherfucking fishbowl. Motherfucker watch a nigga ever move, nigga. I can't crack credit cards no more.
Oh, otherwise my mom, my dad.
Dad knows about the fucking doobie. He found the fucking doobie. Nigga, my mama find a doobie. She be like, nigga, light that motherfucker up. Let's finish it. You ain't got that mail? God damn. That's all you got, nigga, kid.
You know that shit right there. Now he know it ain't about shit. Motherfuckers,
gonna go on. Well, all right then. Motherfucker getting straight A's now. At home studying. I said, you don't want to grow up stupid like your daddy. Because I'm an ignorant motherfucker, boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had to do comedy. But like a nigga had a choice. You know what I mean? For real, though, nigga, shit. In school, nigga, I ain't bullshit from 14 to 16, nigga. Hell started. I ain't lying to my mother like, nigga, fuck you. How about that? Just no, your grown ass nigga, pack your shit up and get the fuck out of my house. How about that?
The 19th dynasty. That's what Methuen II, four massive colossals, if you see him sitting on his Maroon throne. Now, the colossal that you see right here, the fallen, some say that that was due to an earthquake. We're not sure because we know how the plunders have come through. Is that right? Here, what you just saw is 100 feet tall, and the colossal statues are 65 feet tall. Master himself in one of the greatest structures that he built right here in Abu Simbel. Dedicated to Raharake, that you see right in the facade of the temple, meaning the rising of the sun. Here's the Grand Master here, Godhood Hageti. That means his Grand Master Builder made to build this structure for him. Like I said, just like Imhotep, who built for Golden at the Tenth. And also like Joseph Ankh, who built for Sneferu, and Ankh, who built for Khufu, the Grand Master's name here, who built this, is named me. At the top, you see the Hesed Ra. You see 24 Hesed Ra, or baboons. These baboons are sacred to Kemet because it represented the 24 hours of the day. But here we see 24 hours that Ra gives us time. And Hesed Ra, the sacred baboon, associated with Ra because he gives praise to the sun as it rises in the east. So the Zook type, or the zoomorphic type, is the baboon that you see on the top of the star. But also down by his legs, you see his wife, Nefertari, the most beautiful, Nefertari II. But this whole structure was dismantled. It was 200 feet down in the water. To save it, they had to take it apart, piece by piece, and 20,000 tons of rock. Stone, cutting it out, and sitting at 600 feet back when you presently see it at today. So it's not in its original position, but fortunately, it was saved for us to see. On the right side, you'll see the Sinaiti, or Nubi. On the left side, going in, you'll see the Hittite portion. But we had our own civil war. Now, I've heard other guys say that those are slaves on the other side. Those are not slaves. They are captives of war. Just like you have the captives of war of the Hittites. Keep in mind that Nefertari is the queen that he married. She is a Ta-Nehisi. Who is he marrying? He's marrying his beginning. What is his beginning? Ta-Nehisi, the mother of Tameri. Here the temple sits on the south. Nefertari sits on the north side. Look at both of the temples here, structures here, because here we see this great Sutan king who had 50 wives. But it was that one wife, Nefertari, who was the most special wife, that he built a temple for her. That wasn't done again until Taj Mahal did the same thing for his wife. But where was it started at first? It started right here. As Ra rises in the east, the temple was set on his axis and all the way down to the hypostyle hall that Ra would rise in back of the temple. Now, when you go inside, there are eight colossal statues of Ursa Ma'at Ra, Septepen Ra, in the Osirian position. The Osirian position, 2 feet together, and he's standing like this, going all the way to the back of the Ankh Menu, or the Holies of the Holies. In the back of the Holies of the Holies, he has made himself one with the divine Netters. That means to the far left is Ptah. Ptah, who is the architect of the universe, who's the one that says, let there be light. After that, we see it is Amun, and then Ramesu and Raharakhte, all the way in the back of the Ankh Menu, or the most holy place of the temple. On the temple, you'll see the continuous stories of his battles, of Kadesh.
the battles he fought with the Hittite forces. You see the massive colossals of this grand master sitting on the throne. And we've been mentioning this great Sultan's name, Ursa Ma'at-Ra of Tepin Rara Mesomori Amun of the 19th dynasty around 1298 to 1232 BCE, before the Christian era. His royal name, Ursa, the power, Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, under Ra, God, Septepin Ra. He's chosen by Ra. Ra Mesu, he's born of Ra, and he's loved by Amun. As you see him on the royal chenoos right here, sitting on the Nepti. That's the name where Nubia came from, Nepti meaning gold. Ursa is the power of Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness for the Sultan king to sit on the throne, okay? Under God, Ra. Septepin Ra. He's chosen by Ra. He's chosen by God. Ra Mesu, he's born of Ra. Okay? Muri Amun, he's loved by Amun. That is the royal name of Ursa Ma'at Ra, Septepin Ra, Ra Mesu Muri Amun, his royal throne name. Not Ramses II that you're most familiar with, Ramses, but Ra Mesu, if we say it for short. Chosen, Septepin Ra, this is where European Jews get God's chosen children. It came out of Septepin Ra. Ra chose the first people. God chose the first people to be on the planet were African people. All anthropological records have documented that African people were the first people on the planet Earth. Ra has kissed you from the dawn of time. That's why you got melanin. You do not reflect the sun. You pull in the sun. You have melanin. So he knew he was chosen by Ra. So we should all know Septepin Ra. You're chosen by Ra. Because Ra has kissed you from the dawn of time. That's why you have melanin. Color of that succulent kiss that Ra has kissed you now down in Abu Simbel where you are right now. Seriously giving you a succulent kiss. All right? He's born of Ra. Okay? Your melanin telling you that you're born of Ra. Okay? He's loved of Amun. The same Amun that you say at the end of your prayers. We have no idea that it came from here. Amun.
Amen.
So when we say Amun, we should say Amun and put Amun in your mind. Now we're going to say his name collectively together because this is the Grand Master who built. So as our ancestors said, to speak one's name is to make them live again. So we say his name together. Ursa. Ma'at Ra. Septepin Ra. Ra Mesu Muri Amun.
May your spirit
fly on the wings of Ra.
On the wings of Ra.
For eternal life.
For eternal life.
We, your hands, your children, will walk in the Nisim Su. Trample down all the evil and lies about they told about you. So your spirit can fly into the wings of eternity.
So your spirit can fly into the wings of eternity.
Hotep.
Hotep.
Amen.
Amen. Give homage to this Grand Master.
And you need a hard drive. The hard drive needs space for memory. This is the key word, my brothers and sisters. It needs the space for memory. A computer also needs files. If a computer doesn't have a memory, it doesn't know how to operate. A computer also needs an operating system. If I build a computer and then I use an iOS Apple operating system, I will be accused. It's a crime. I can't do that. I'll be taken to prison. It's a crime. It's violation of intellectual property. iOS belongs to Apple. Microsoft has its own operating system. So a computer cannot operate without an operating system. A computer cannot function without a memory. A memory tells the computer what kind of files, what kind of mathematical equations, what kind of solutions. It has a history that guides the computer. The files, the memory, will become a guiding system for a computer. Now, let's take this concept into a human being. We replace the computer with a human being. If you remove the memory of a human being, you can't function without memory. When someone doesn't have a memory, it is called amnesia. Now, if you replace the files inside the brain, the hard drive of a human being, so the brain, if you replace the files, you will change the memory. And then if you change the memory, you will affect the behavior of the computer.
In the Western world, or what we see in America today, okay, unbeknownst to us. Now, some of these things, interesting enough, that I've lectured on this for many years, about Saturnalia and Cronus and how became part of the Christmas holiday. But of course, for those people who want to know, I mean, some of these things, as I said, Brother Carl, are right there on National Geographic, that they even talk about these things themselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting, because we all go out and we see these tree lots, and we even got some of our folks selling the trees, and they don't know, it's just a money venture for most folks, but they don't know people put these in their homes, and they don't know, the origin of why you have a Christmas tree.
No, it's like everything else, it's like Las Vegas, I mean, if you want to take people's money, you got to have a lot of things going on, so you're like going to Vegas is like going to a big carnival, lights and bells and all kind of things, and the people who, leave Las Vegas broke, okay, in some cases they've lost everything. And it's pretty much what the holiday does to many people. They get caught up into, because it's really about picking up the gross national product. And even those of us who are supposed to be of the faith of a Christian, and so forth, and even if one goes by the Bible, as some people say they go by the Bible, okay, I don't know if they go by it or whether they go in it, but even if you went in it, you would find that in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2 and 6, it refers to that that's the way of the heathen. Now, keep in mind that heathen is a German term that means a heath dweller, okay? And a heath dweller, these were the pagans. These were the people who were uncivilized. But back to Jeremiah, this says these are the people. They say they cut the tree out of force. So here the biblical account is given reference to these Germanic tribes and what they did, okay, these heath dwellers, okay, where we get the name heathen from, where they actually cut the tree, and they talk about in Jeremiah where they deck it with silver and gold, and they say that this is the way of the heathen, okay, of the Germanic tribes that we see in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2 and 6, and it's right there, okay, but again, the people are in a hypnotic state right now. Even though we depend on trees giving us oxygen, they practically cut down the whole forest, this time of the year, for people to put a pine tree, right in their home without people asking any questions in relationship to this. But this is about for us to think about what is going on, okay, to see that why are these things here, okay? These things are here, the whole Germanic tribes, the pagan customs of Europe that you see that people are caught up in. You've got to get the people out to spend their money. This is the time of the year, okay, that they depend on people spending money. This is the time of the year that picks up the gross national product. And that's what it's really all about.
In reference to the holidays, I think Reverend Ashoka Musa Barshango, who wrote a great book on African people and European holidays, A Mental Genocide. And that's what it is when we see what's going on with these holidays that we're locked into, and we buy into it more than anybody else.
All right. And hang on a second, Brother Kwesi, because we've got to take a break here. We've got a traffic and weather update. And we want to get into the Immaculate Conception, the birth of Jesus, and all of that.
And now back to the Carl Nelson Show.
On Washington, D.C.'s 1450.
1450 WOL Radio.
And we're back, folks, discussing the Christmas season with the brother Ashra Kwesi. He's lectured on this for a lot of years, and folks have found out information they never heard before. Brother Kwesi started out with the tree. But what about the other issues, the other things surrounding Christmas, the Immaculate Conception, the birth of Christ? Where did all that come from?
Well, first of all, we have to go back to our own African ancestors. That's where the story originated from. Although we see that the European version of it, without the African story, there would not have been a European story. And there are temples there back in Egypt that we call, that our ancestors referred to as Kemet, going back thousands of years, telling of this ancient spiritual story of Asar, Aset, and Haru that the Greeks referred to as Osiris, Isis, and Horus. Now, there are temples that, as you know, Carl, for 32 years of my life, I returned back to Kemet, revealing a lot of this information to many brothers and sisters who return back with us. And one of the places that we go is one of the world's first and earliest recorded holy cities called Abtu, that the Arabs refer to as Abydos. And here is the earliest recording of a holy birth. Here's a story that the Kemetic Africans of the Nile Valley, that we refer to as ancient Egyptians today, in a shrine called the Ptah Sokar Shrine, here we see a set.
Mathematical science and the greatest of all days. Welcome to the Supreme Being's transmission. We're live, of course, in this wilderness of North America on this just Monday, May the 2nd. That's 2016. Let's see. So much is happening. So much. And it is great for those on the great side, and it's dreadful for those on the dreadful side. So, you know, happy great and dreadful day as well. You know, this has been for quite some time since the choice has been given to you. You recall the Matrix is about choice. When the great teacher came and he said, and he was explaining to Malcolm, he was explaining choice. Wasn't so much the red pill, blue pill theory, although he said the clean glass and the dirty glass. So the key idea is choice. Now your choice has been updated and made to an absolute so that nothing won't hinder you anymore. But you're now at that final level. So, you know, when you are dealing with these Negroes out here and whatnot, you deal with them based on choice, not based on the fact that you don't have knowledge of them and that mentality, although choice. So anyways, we was hearing Aswal Crazy, a.k.a. Crazy Asshole, on here, you know, flapping his gums about Egypt and this and this and that. None of y'all can ever apply whatever you think you know about Egypt. It's always given to you in a prideful way, something to be proud of. Although it's nothing that's going to get you out of your condition. It's nothing that's going to make you a god or a goddess beyond the storytelling or the fairy tale that the ancient Egyptian history is telling you or foretold. Where Christianity came from in this ancient Egyptian. And them guys were feminized. Part of their downfall was that they were feminized. You know, they made Cleopatra and end up becoming a pharaoh and all that shit. They started getting ran by women. Same as the ancient Egyptian, as the modern day Egypt. Your woman now is running your pants, ruling your pants. That's the quickest way to destroy a people is homosexuality or you being feminized by your woman. That's why it's written in different scripts and scrolls, and nature and mathematics teach you that if you follow a woman, she can only lead you to hell. They're not equipped to be followed. They're made to follow. They need to be emotionally soothed and whatnot. So, old Crazy, he feels that you getting your little pride and different things is going to help you all. This is what he's been, you know, dedicating. Now, you know, some of you are still pushing that bullshit around here. You got to go to Egypt, one. You got to learn your history. You need to know this. what was, what did happen. We know did means dead. You know, the devil always wants to keep you focused on what was, what did happen. Because you can't apply what's right now. So I did my homework. I did eat yesterday. I did eat last week. I did eat last year. I did have clothes last year. I did have lots of money last year. Or I did have money. That don't mean nothing right now. What you going to eat today? So who cares what did, you know, what leaders did this and they did that? Well, if they did this and did that, why are you still in the same condition you in? What you going to do today? So who gives a fuck what the Egyptians did, what Malcolm X did, what Martin Luther King's house nigga ass did, whatever else did, what Jesus did, what this did is dead. None of these people can bring you a drop of a piece of bread. None of them. They can't bring you a piece of bread right now. So what they did don't mean a damn thing. And you can be shown that better than I can tell you. Just call on them. Whatever you need, call them, see if they answer you. Like I said, I can show you better than I can tell you. Try that. Then come back and come talk to me. We ain't worried about Egyptology. Interpreted by the European interpretation of Egyptology and Isis and all that. Don't mean nothing. Anyways, that's what we're going to be getting on tonight on Crazy Asshole, a.k.a. Ashwall Crazy. And his bid for a lot of you all, you know, to want to go to Egypt, and to, they go every year. The reason why I'm so animated on him, because there's people I know now and whatnot that is talking that stuff. I ain't said nothing to you directly. If you want to go with Asshole Crazy and go to Egypt and see what you find, go ahead. You're going to come back just as clueless as you went there. Because all that is based on mythology, a lot of it. You can tell just by all his stories and allegories and, you know, little fairy tales and stuff. Talking about the guy with... invented the rays of the sun and all. These things, it goes trillions and trillions of years. Not no damn time of no Egyptians. Please. You all look crazy. I'm in Ra, Invisor, where the sun came from. He's the sun. So I'm speaking on this tonight so you all make your decision if this is something. You know, I'm not knocking. I mean, you get anything from, I mean, you can learn from a roach. If you can learn something from a roach, you know, I'm not saying you can't learn anything. I'm a strong advocate of that. I'm strongly in agreement with that. Although, you ain't going to learn nothing unless you know how to think scientifically and mathematically. You ain't going to learn nothing. When you say, when we say you can learn something from a roach or a dog, we're speaking to the awake minds or the minds that has a mathematical and scientific frame of mind or mentality. Because you're going to add and subtract and look for the signs and hints and clues in a thing. You're not going to just take everything. You're not going to sit there and just listen to asshole crazy, take him on face value and listen to all these riddles. And you're going to say, oh, what is the signs behind this? You know, why is this allegory, you know, saying this? Because I know damn well, you're going to think mathematically, I know damn well this person didn't die and come back. Nobody ain't did that. Nobody. So you say that has to be a myth. If they did it, where's the proof other than somebody's mouth saying it? People say many things. People say, you know, person was shot 100 times and lived, or jumped off. How many they were saying a lady jumped off a 100-foot bridge, landed on her high heels and lived. A prostitute, they said. Or Bigfoot. Bigfoot was running around. And come to find out, Bigfoot wasn't nothing but a damn myth. Ain't no damn Bigfoot. Anyways, what was I saying? Lost my chain of thoughts. Got interrupted. Yeah, so, you know, all these little myths and different things and whatnot, allegories and blah, 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 blah. You ain't saying nothing. Wise people are taught mere thought counts for nothing unless it can be put into motion. That means anything you can think of in thought, it means nothing unless you can apply it. If you can't apply it, it's just a thought. The person was going around saying they can make people fly and they can make this, they can build it. It don't mean shit. If you ain't built the technology or you haven't built the idea of what you're saying, it don't mean nothing. You can say a whole bunch of shit. So unless your thoughts can be applied and put into practice, put into motion, there's nothing you can do. All right. That's the first segment of the class. We're going to move on to the clips now. So anyways, on moving on the clips here, what's asked is we keep a clear mind and a receptive mind so that you can receive new ideas, new information where you don't, you know, you don't block yourself. In other words, you don't have preconceived ideas that would stop you or block you from learning new ideas. It's that simple. So with that said, let's get on with the next segment of the class.
Okay, by her husband, Asar. And here we see her impregnated. And in this Patanasukra shrine, Brother Carl, at one time we saw her on a donkey. In the early 80s, she was on a donkey. That has been chiseled out. And you see her pregnant. This is the earliest story of a virgin birth and immaculate conception story. When the Greeks came in, they actually copied this story of the holy birth. Now, even though they at one time the Greeks worshipped Aset, okay, in the form of Isis, and then, of course, when they were conquered by the Romans, they equally picked up this holy story of the Madonna and Child, where she gave birth to her holy child, Haru. Now, this story goes back over 10,000 years ago, an ancient spiritual story. Now, the Romans, during their period, they actually worshipped her in what is known as the Herculaneum worship of the goddess Aset or Isis. They carried her throughout their empire. They carried her to Gaul, which is now France today, okay, their Germanic tribes and so forth. Now,
when many people travel throughout the European countries and they see the Black Madonna worshipped in France at the Notre Dame and worshipped in Poland, worshipped in Spain, many people ask, why is it a Black Madonna in Europe? That Black Madonna is a set. That is the ancient African Kemetic virgin birth story that our ancestors created thousands of years ago. But it was during the time of the Byzantine Roman Christians who decided to take this story, but now we see the de-Africanizing of a set into the European version of the Mary and Jesus story. When you look and ask, why do we see the Black Madonna in the cellar of the Vatican? I have pictures of this. I showed it to the lecture when I was there at PKV, beginning of December. Pope John Paul II, he is the one that had no problems worshiping the Black Madonna and having visual pictures of him shown watching worshiping, the Black Madonna. That Black Madonna in the cellar of the Vatican, as I said, throughout Europe, is the goddess Aset. That is the original story. That is the secret. When the story of the Da Vinci Code movie came out, they alluded to her in a negative sense in terms of pagan and heathen. When it's referred to something coming up out of Africa, then, of course, it's referred to as pagan and heathen, even though I've dealt with the heathen and the pagans that deal with the Germanic tribes and the custom of the Christmas holiday and the symbolism that I just talked about. But this is ancient African spirituality that was incorporated into the making of what we see as the Madonna and Child that we see in the Western world today. Now, I know that may be hard for people to see that, considering that we are in this period right now of the, as we see, the birth of the European Jesus. But actually, it was around the birth of the sun. It's our ancient ancestors in the Kemetic Nile Valley who saw the birth of the sun at December the 25th. So Heru, that I talked about a second ago, became the personification of the sun at December the 25th. When the Europeans created this story from a character named Serapis, they took from the ancient African Nile Valley story, as I said a second ago. This is all based off of stellar as well as solar events. Now, I know people listening to this, this may be hard for people to understand, but right now we are in what is actually this day, December the 21st, makes this the winter solstice. This will be the time that the sun is at is going to its most lowest point. In fact, it will be the darkest days coming all the way up to December the 25th will be the birth of the sun. This is told on the temples and tombs of Egypt for thousands of years. That the Europeans, when we look at the Yule Tide literally means the birth of the sun. Now, when we look at the European images of the...
Now, this crazy asshole just say December 25th would be the birth of the sun. Christmas, what the fuck? This bastard's going around here saying that Christmas Day is the birth of the sun. Is he out of his damn mind? I don't know about asshole crazy, you know. I mean, where does he get this shit from? Makes no sense. That's what I'm saying. Hints and clues, signs and symbols. It's right there. If you can't think, you ain't going to be able to see your... Take everything he's saying face value. Like he made that up, or there's some on it happens to be December the 25th, Christmas Day. That's what he just said. I'll rewind it for you. Listen at him again.
They took from the ancient African Nile Valley story, as I said a second ago. This is all based off of stellar as well as solar events. Now, I know people listening to this, this may be hard for people to understand, but right now we are in what is actually this day, December the 21st, makes this the winter solstice. This will be the time that the sun is going to its most lowest point. In fact, it will be the darkest days coming all the way up to December the 25th will be the birth of the sun. This is told on the temples and tombs of Egypt for thousands of years, that the Europeans, when we look at the Yuletide literally means the birth of the sun. Now, when we look at the European images of the Mary and Jesus, we got caught into white idolatry or the worship of white images and not understanding that this was about cosmology, meaning that when you see the Virgo, that is where they made the Mary from, the Virgo. The sun at December the 25th becomes the European Jesus. All this is based off of cosmology. When you look at the Western church and the symbolism of the church, one has to ask, why do you see one big circle symbolize a zodiac?
Okay, let's get into this then. So he's saying the Virgo has something to do with Jesus or something. I know the Virgin Mary and whatnot. Although, if you look at Virgo, that has to deal with September. You know. So, we know this, the story, the history that, you know, Jesus was born between the third and, it's all allegory now, the third week of September, around that time. No one knows the day he was born because they wanted to kill him and whatnot. Although the Virgin is, you say, you know, symbolizes the Virgin Mary. You don't say it symbolizes Jesus. It's supposed to symbolize the Virgin Mary. That's what the Virgo is, Virgin.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you hear me?
Hey, where the hoes at, man? You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, listen.
Where the hoes at, man?
Yeah, where the fuck the bitches at, my nigga?
You understand me?
Yeah,
I'm talking about Virgos and you found
them.
Talking about hoes on there, huh?
Hey, bro.
Anyways, man.
What the hoes, man? Y'all niggas tweaking in this motherfucker.
As I was saying.
That's what I'm trying to find out, cuz. Shit crazy. So how you get out this shit, bro?
What the meaning's behind it doesn't add up. It's what I was alluding to here. And so crazy there, again is going, you know, that's, he thinks he's totally free of European. They're all in that shit. They're the ones that chigger the noses. They the ones, wherever he learned, they the ones that taught him in the college. I'm pretty sure he went to an Egyptology college, called himself a doctor or this, and got his little degree or whatever. You can't get around these people. If you think you got some, you ain't even speaking, you're not even free of the money in your pocket if these people are speaking their language. And you ain't westernized, you can't speak no other language other than these people's language fluently. If you do speak it, you'll probably forget it because the only language that counts right now that your people speak is English. That's all you got. But you got something they don't know or they didn't allow you to know that don't include them in it. So then you come and present the people like you got something original. When all you do, you just got another degree or another dimension of what your slave master is teaching you. You got another dimension of your slave master. You ain't got nothing original. That's what I'm saying. You can say whatever you want to say. You know, do you think he's saying something original? Come on in here and let me know what I'm missing here. I don't see it.
Can
trunk. Get in that trunk, bitch. Get in the trunk.
All right, let's get back on.
Where the big booty hole is at?
That's all crazy.
Where the big booty hole is at?
Can't see any of these things that is going on today. So, of course, people would say, so you're saying there wasn't a Jesus as well? But first of all, what we know of Western version of Christianity was created at the Conference of Nicene in 325 A.D. As I said before, when the Greeks came on the scene, conquered Egypt, Alexander came in, conquered Egypt, took over. They wanted to be worshipped on the throne of Egypt. So they created and corrupted Asar into the Serapis.
Hi.
Later on, when the Byzantines came, they assimilated into the creation of a Serapis Jesus. Now, there were African Christians who did not go along with a lot of things that the Romans were doing. They were the Gnostic Christians. They were like a conduit of the ancient spiritual story that I'm talking about. They came from the Nile Valley from observation of the stellar events in the heavens that were great. Heroes became a personification of the movement of the various sun and the stars that they had part of their initiation. So when you understand the
ecumenical
like Nicaea, Constantinople, and all these things, and see that this was the creation of European Christianity based off of what they took out of the Nile Valley. For instance, in Ephesus in 431 A.D., Mary's title, the Mother of God, was made official and incorporated into prayers. So here we see that this happened in 431 A.D., the Mother of God, the title of the Virgin Mary, sanctioned by the Council of Ephesus in 431 A.D. Anyone can go to Webster's Dictionary and look up Mother of God, and it will tell you that that title of the Virgin Mary was sanctioned at this council. God had nothing to do with this at that conference of Ephesus in 431 A.D. But what the Gnostics did not agree with was the destroying of the spiritual concept of what our ancestors taught. This time of the year, right now, the winter solstice we're in now, they called that the Ka-mes. That's the ancient Kemetic word that literally means a spiritual birth, Ka-mes. Interesting enough.
All right, what do y'all think about that? Whomever. Go ahead, state your claim. Let everybody off mute here.
Weirdo, bro. That's fucking weird.
What's that?
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah.
No. No.
No?
Yeah, you could be hurt.
I just got a new headset, and I don't know if it works, so I was just asking.
You had a... Were you able to hear the clip or something?
No, I just went to the phone store, and I got a Samsung headset, and this is the first time I used it. But these things are so... You know, these chat lines are so hard to talk when you have to have the phone to your ear the whole time.
Yeah, you just got to have a speakerphone.
You know?
What?
The majority of the headsets are shitty anyhow.
Get you a speak. Hey, get
mine's
you a speakerphone.
Mine's shitty. I agree.
Hello? No, speakerphone is coming
a lot louder and clearer.
Oh,
you can hear it more.
The voice.
Speakerphones are for lazy people.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking across the room.
It's like for large people. They can't move their arms a lot.
No, what do you mean they can't move? They don't have fucking arms to move. What are you talking about?
They got limbs. You're right. They have limbs stuck together.
They got their fucking toes.
Hey, you said it's for the handicap?
They don't even have toes. They don't have toes. They just have teeth.
No, it is not a chat line. And no, it is not my number.
Well, we don't want you to.
Whose number is it then? If you're giving out a number, whose number?
Why are you advertising? Yeah, why are you advertising? We don't want it. Thank you.
I guess somebody
said,
nobody wants that shit. So why are you saying it? We don't want it. We don't want the number. We don't want the number, bitch. We don't want the number. Damn.
Oh, I want the number. She's being a gopher for somebody.
She's giving it out like crazy. Okay, and trust
she's
and believe.
Big to be,
it's
listen,
one
she's
number
she's
giving out. You giving out Shawn Michael Butcher's?
It's a number of somebody that comes to this line
number?
That most people hate with
so,
a passion.
Yeah, what is
it? Oh, let's give up another clip. Hey, y'all. Talking about nothing here.
Candy Alexandra Lagro. This became the knowledge that Europeans
this
were able to copy.
This is the brother of Shawn Michael Butcher.
Ancient African
spirituality.
We don't care.
And
the
history
is
formulated into the Western version of Christianity. When one thinks about Western version of Christianity, most people think about Jerusalem. Most people think about these places, but he did not start in Jerusalem. He started right there in Alexandria, Egypt. Why Alexandria?
Okay,
that that's where
name,
they
Josh?
Housed a lot of the sacred knowledge.
No,
that they took
this
from
is
the
Kevin's
ancient
number.
No,
it's
okay, I'm
Kevin,
some of the profound
this
knowledge
this
that
this
they
were called.
Oh, Kevin from Florida? That whack
who wants to, call Fat Girl,
yes,
man?
Yes.
Who wants to talk to that dude?
Oh, no.
Christian and resurrection.
Oh,
the foundation
no.
of Western version of Christianity is based
yes.
off of salvation and resurrection.
263.
That goes all the way back to a star that I talked about in the Patastoka Shrine, the world's first holy city, where he resurrected from the dead. Here we see the whole mystery play. The salvation and resurrection, the details of Asar's resurrection through his holy child, Haru, who as Set gave birth in Immaculate Conception. Now, to keep these stories alive, our ancestors told these stories in the stars. That was part of their astrotheology, meaning that the sun would never change its course. During the time that we slowly start to first. The sun is born at December the 25th. Our ancestors personified Haru as the sun. So the birth of the sun at December the 25th, our ancestors saw that Haru would be born again. On the Temple of Aset, here our ancestors are giving praise to a star. That star is called Sabu Septa. Sabu Septa, who the Romans called Ceres and the Greeks called Sopis, that is the star that told our ancestors that the helical rising of that star that still happens, I go out in my backyard every winter to see it, that is the brightest star that rises that told them that Haru, okay, would be born again. He would be born from his mother, the Virgin. Now, what would be the constellation for that Virgin? That was Virgo. As the sun comes down into Virgo, down into the winter solstice, symbolically, it was looked at that Haru was born of a virgin from his mother, Aset. That told us that our ancestors looked and saw that the teardrop of Aset caused the flooding of the Nile, but the rising of that star that told them that the holy child would come back. And that holy child was called the Ka, or the spirit of Haru, would come back. These are the stories that our ancestors told. So when one goes to the Yuletide, okay, that we see in the Yuletide literally means the birth of the sun. Okay, we could not see the story because Europeans, during the time when Theodosius created the white supremacy Christianity that it became in 380 AD, and he, Theodosius, and also others came and chiseled out the Madonna and Child that I show our groups every year. Why did they chisel her out? Because they were plagiarizing that spiritual story. So when one looks at the Yuletide, we got caught into white idolatry. White idolatry is the worship of white images. We could not see the cosmos or the cosmology in it. One has to ask, why is that sun always behind that European image of Mary's head? Okay, that is the sun and the constellation of Virgo. One has to ask that European image of this Jesus that they created at the Conference of Nicene, okay, who is actually Serapis, who was started by the Ptolemies, as I will go back real quick to explain that, where the Ptolemies wanted to be worshipped on the throne, so they tried to trick the Kemetic Africans of the Nile Valley by turning Asar into Serapis. this Serapis. When the Romans came on the scene, the Byzantine Romans, they turned Serapis into this Serapis Jesus that we have been worshiping ever since. But when we get back to that whole Yuletide and the cosmology and the images and representation, we could not see it because Europeans put their own images in it. One would ask, what about the Magi, or that they refer to as the three wise men? That is no other than the constellation of Orion. The constellation of Orion consists of seven stars, with three stars in the belt of Orion. Two of them are perfect alignment, one's out of alignment, pointing directly to the star Sibyl Siptah. Only happens at December the 25th, and it happens right now. One can go in the backyard in December the 25th and see Sibyl Siptah representing as a Set and Orion representing as a Sar. That told them that the spiritual mother and father would come back. And that would be the story that would last for eternity. But Europeans took these stories of our ancestors and put themselves in it, that literally represents the cosmos. Spiritual Medunetra names, such as Murri. Murri means love, okay? Now, it is Hedheru in the temple of Enetmeter, okay, or Hedheru, okay, in a place called Enetmeter or Dandara today. Here, this is the surrogate mother of Heru. Okay, this is the surrogate mother of Heru that is symbolized as her Zoop type is a cow. Now, she's there with cow's ears. Sometimes she's looked at as a cow. And why a cow? Because the cow symbolized the great mother. But she also was Mori, or meaning love, because Heru represented love. And when you see the reliefs and the temples and the monuments and the tombs, you see the Heru king. There you see the black divinity on the tombs as painted, that I show with visual documentation through the lecture. There you'll see the Heru king over, you'll see the Heru over the Heru king. Now the question that one's got to ask, either our own critical analysis of looking at the Western version of Christianity, during this time of the year, we're going to be seeing images and representations
from the Army Rock Squad. A nice Saturday afternoon, decided to come to Harlem to ISUPK, aka the Slaughterhouse. When you're going up against ISUPK, check your sit at the door. Don't play no game. But Unk, for the first time, has came in to see what it would be like to go up against Captain Tesoriak. For the first time facing ISUPK, a.k.a. the Slaughterhouse, this was not a walk in the park.
Let it talk, so fuck
from
you.
The Armin Raw Squad, the God Killer, the Black Atheist, had...
I know they're telling you there's nothing new. Why do you think your fucking whack-ass heathen religion is something new? You fucking moron! Wait a minute. What? Since you ain't going to answer that question, my question to any Egypt-centric Negro or those of you that are of that persuasion is this.
And you a Hebrew Negro or not?
Did they ever find the bones of Naaman, the first Egyptian pharaoh? Did they ever find the bones? So, by, all right. So then, no. Wait a minute.
Listen. Let me add on to that. Or any, the first or second dynasty. Any of the families of the first or second dynasty in Egypt, where are the bones for all of them? The first dynasty, the second dynasty, where's the bones for all those guys?
My point being is this.
They don't exist. That, therefore, they don't exist because you don't have the bones for those people.
First of all. Okay, hold on. All right, hold on. Here's the deal. Okay, I don't want to get into that stuff. I don't know what that stuff was about. I mean, he's entitled to his own perspective. I just squash all of that by saying none of them cats you're talking about have existed. With respect to what you just said about the bodies, well, let's be honest. When you look at, I mean, let's first be very honest. Number one, we don't want to misconstrue what this discussion is about. I don't need anyone to speak on my behalf. I'm more than capable and quite competent. So the point that I'm making, actually, I'm the crafty one because I'm the one that just got out of that. So in any event, the point that I'm making, thank you very much. The point that I'm making is this, that I don't think anyone in the Kemetic community is saying that Ancient Kemet was perfect. I don't think any of us believe that. All right? And I don't. That's not my argument. If you want to talk about what the bottom line of the whole Kemetic Hebrew tug of war is all about, it's really a question of us together, collectively, no matter what community we claim, it's really a question of us coming off of the same plantations here in this country. Okay? So let's first at least start with that. We have to at least examine what it was that we were spoon-fed by the very people who enslaved us. Okay? So if we look at that, we know that the people who spoon-fed us over there look like her. Blonde hair, white skin, blue eyes, right? We all know that. Okay? So what I'm saying is this. At least in the Western world, maybe not in the Eastern world, but even in the Eastern world, but we have to admit that in the Western world, those people who introduced us to biblical literature. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about the Torah. I'm not talking about the Tanakh. I'm not talking about the Masoretic text. This is all Hebrew literature. The Mishnah, the Talmud, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about biblical literature, and I've made this argument in the past. I don't remember who I had it with. You would remember more so than me. My argument is that if, as a Hebrew Israelite, if you want to appeal to me with your literature, the first thing that you're going to have to do to be successful is you have to accept the fact that we have a right collectively to reject the Bible, because the Bible was introduced to us by our former slave masters, by the people that introduced us. Excuse me. Hold on. Stop. I'm not saying it wasn't. Stop. So now, hold on. You hear what he just said? Not through the whip. Not through the whip. No, it's not, regardless. It's a big difference. Okay, so now, hold on, let me finish, and Daniela, that was a good point, so I'm not going to be mad at you, you know what I mean, we could give each other kudos, you know what I mean,
Hello, who's in here?
All right.
Hello.
Any comments on that?
What are you mumbling?
What? Hey, where's those other people that was in here earlier? Y'all a new breed, huh? All right, we got another. We're taking another. None of y'all clowns have anything really. To spare my time, since it's so valuable. Very funny. It'd be really nice for some of y'all to grow the fuck up. Some of y'all act like 3-year-olds, you know, claiming to be adults. That would be really interesting. Although, I found out some things today. It was just destiny. And, you know, it appeared that a California trip was a jewel in the making. So, everything was velvet. When I was down there, it was so pleasant down there. I mean, just, you know, the relatives and the individuals I was accompanied by and everything else. That, you know, I almost wasn't going to leave. That's how interesting it was. That's Cali, though. It's hard to leave there. Although, what I picked up from there is going to lead to a foundation of a future. So that was the jewel that was in the making that, you know, that was hidden. So, that's how time and motion is, you know. It's very spontaneous like that. Why all you do is just stay in motion and everything else will take care of itself. So anyways, letting that five go by. We'll go ahead and cut this one short here. I got a late start anyway on this. The program was scheduled a certain time, and I wasn't aware of the time it was scheduled, so I had to wait and reschedule it. So, alright, I'll be back through here again tomorrow. I'm not sure what the topic is. Hopefully it's going to be a timely and mindly one, as always. So with that, I'm going to get off here and spend time with the wives rather than some dumbass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I got much better things to be doing with my time here, valuable time. So with that said of my time on here and what's left on this broadcast tonight, aka transmission, I'm going to leave with the greatest of days.